It's been exactly 1 year and 2 days since the grip that gangsterism, organized crime, and almost most definitely political interference, what impact it has had on policing, not only in this city, in this province, but this country. A year ago, Lieutenant Charles Kinnear, of the a detective in the anti-gang unit, he was killed outside his home in Bishop Lavis. This weekend, he was remembered and honored with what would be or will be the first of an annual lecture series in his honor. There have been arrests, and that has slowly been making its way through the court system. On Wednesday, Nafiz Modak, Zane Killian, Jacques Rainier, Ashley Tabisher, some of the men charged for Charles Kinnear's murder, they will be appearing in court again. But what has happened to Charles Kinnear's family? When I last spoke to Nicolette Kinnear, she was worried about her safety, the safety of her sons. She was worried about the safety of Charles Kinnear's colleagues. We're joined now by Nicolette Kinnear. Nicolette, I'm sure with any death, a year on is a time that a family reflects and remembers. But just in how this very violent act that took Charles Kinnear's life plays itself almost on a fortnightly, every 3 weeks, 4 weeks basis by these men appearing in court, and those wounds never seem to be healing with it being so front and center in our news media. How have you been gathering and placing yourself this weekend? How are you doing this morning?
Hi, morning Lester, morning listeners. Yes, it's tough because, you know, you picture yourself. This is how I think I might react if I see this one or that one. And then actually, if you come face to face with that person, it's completely different. However, because of the intensity and there's so many loose ends, and we find that we want to get first-hand information and not necessarily hear from advisor, hence why we go and try and attend court as often as possible.
How does it feel for you as a family when I've been around a court building when this case had appeared? I see the intense ring of security. It's essentially a ring of wire, whether it be Blue Downs Court or whether it be Cape Town Magistrates Court. Security is tense. The atmosphere is tense. How do you feel when you go knowing that this has the capacity to be a very volatile situation?
Indeed so. And hence why I slip in by a door that I will not disclose where to avoid all of that buzz in my end. But it is very tense, to the extent, I mean, even the court that we need to enter a specific room, you are not allowed in. We have special services there. Everyone is searched. Only a certain amount of people and certain people are allowed with inside the court. And once court starts, the doors are locked. So that's how serious it is. These guys are transported with massive convoys and securities to and from court. A lot is being done to ensure that they get to court safely and back to the various prisons as well, for obvious reasons. Because as I said, my and my boys' fight is to obtain or to assure that everyone that played a role, however, ultimately be brought to book and be held accountable. And definitely we don't have all yet. Definitely not.
A year on, Nicolette, and these arrests were made months after Charles' murder. We are still winding ourselves through a bail process, a pre-trial phase. Is there anything that you have heard in some of the evidence and documents that has come before through the NPA or maybe even through the defense attorneys that gave you pause, something new that you have learned?
Not really. Mm. I think pretty much everything that I've known and always suspected has just been brought in paper. If I could say that. I knew that they didn't wake up one morning and just decide, okay, let's go take out Kenya today. It's just a matter of connecting the dots and the dates, you know, that kind of scenario. But other than that, nothing has really been a surprise, no. In Zane Killian's bail application, a lot of alarming stuff for me came out, to the extent in how my family, myself, you know, were researched, like, literally like a kind of a portfolio built, that kind of thing. That was a first. I didn't expect that. I thought that most of it just happened around my husband. But yeah, other than that, I haven't had major surprises. Everything, I pretty much knew about. Like I said, the trade literally just adding dates to certain things,
Nicolette, along with the police presence outside court, there's also a presence in support of Nafeez Modak. People with placards, people protesting, saying release him. He's a philanthropist. He does good in the community. I say this with the utmost of cynicism to those comments. But how does that make you feel? Someone who, although not convicted, has been linked to a Cape Town underworld, being portrayed by his supporters as being a man of the people, and he's a philanthropist, and he gives to soup kitchens, and without him, people go hungry. How does that make you feel?
I have to, as you said previously, it's months down the line or a year down the line, and where we are and how far we are in the whole court process alone, how frustrating that must be. Exactly the same here. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Mm. They, for whatever reason, believe whatever. And our constitution says I've got to entertain it. I've got to leave it. I've got to allow it. So that's exactly what I do. I hear a lot of stuff. I see a lot of stuff. And there's just things that I decide to... I choose to treat it with the disrespect that I feel it deserves. But I'm not going to go and, yes, what do you think you're doing? If they feel they've got a right to do so, they can. Mm. Likewise with the court process. It is taking extremely long, but defense counsel has brought so many, I think we're on to about 6 or 7 interlocutory applications, which stops the whole bail process, because now the magistrate and the state first needs to deal with that before we can actually move on. I've just learned, you know what, if I'm going to get upset about it, the system allows for it. There's nothing that anybody else can do. So we're just going to have to allow it. It's like really now with the vaccine, we've got anti-vaxxers and we've got people that are pro-vaccine, and I'm not going to get in the middle of, you know, name-calling, this, that, or the other. I'm there for a reason, and that's it. Mm. I go for my reason.
Nicolette, after Charles' assassination, you were met by politicians who came to your home. You went to Parliament and you testified before Parliament, and a lot of promises were made to you. Promises to get to the bottom, not only of this murder, but the broader issue of criminality within police, criminality within politics, within police. Have you seen any turnaround? And you have a familiarity, an experience of dealing with policing as well. Have you seen any change? Have you seen any of those promises of a better South African police, particularly when it deals with organized crime, come to fruition over the last 367 days?
Look, That's a tough question, because remember, I'm on the ground. I'm now not in the position where I have, like my husband, and I can see this and this was changed. But to get to where we started with the petition and everything in Parliament, yes, I had a lot of hardcore questions that I wanted answers, not only for us, but security policy issues. The 8th of September, the Portfolio Committee actually presented the petition to the National Assembly, and it was accepted by the House, and everybody is in agreement. All the other political parties, or they were in agreement, that my petition needs to get all the issues that's raised. They're not letting it go until the answers have been given. They feel that the answers that has been given through from SAPS is very vague, and are insisting that these answers be answered properly, that the National Commissioner steps forward and answer the questions regarding security policy, telling us that this is what the policy says, that each member is entitled once there is a risk. The process is as explained, but we are not seeing it happen.
Nicolette Kania, unfortunately, I have to leave it there. Thank you so much. All the best.